Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for tonight. We'll be taking your calls live on the air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones and spirits, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories, and you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com, and we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium on the show tonight is Rebecca LeCicero, and she'll be joining us in just a moment. But first, we have a couple of quick updates. On April 12th, at 12 p.m., we have our Visionary Explorers Group. The Visionary Explorers Group was created explicitly to explore non-physical realities, subtle body experiences, after-death communications, and unexplained visionary experiences. Members are curious about these phenomena and are committed to exploring their roots and implications regarding our physical existence. Members share, reflect, and exchange thoughts about some of their experiences and areas of interest and curiosity. This is not a grief support, counseling, or therapy group. The Visionary Explorers Group is a joint project of the Forever Family Foundation and the CAMLAC Center. To be eligible, attendees must be a member of the Forever Family Foundation. The group meets online on the second Saturday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. And for more information, please email Kim Saavedra at visions@camlac.com. Our Summer Solstice Medium Raffle is coming up soon. Please join us at our online raffle that offers you an extraordinary opportunity to connect with Forever Family Foundation certified mediums. These mediums are among the very best, and we know that an evidential medium reading can greatly help those who grieve the loss of a loved one. 5 chances for you to win a phone or Zoom reading and also support the work of the foundation. If you purchase just one $5 chance, and you will be in the running for 5 medium readings. That's correct, 5 of them for one ticket. Every ticket will be counted for each medium's raffle drawing. And the drawing for this raffle will be held on June 20th of 2025. And last up, we have our Summer Grief Retreat, which takes place from July 25th to July 28th. It was featured in the Netflix series Surviving Death, and it's a very special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators all coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat is being held in an intimate center with a bucolic setting and features a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open the mind to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat does have limited attendance, and small breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. It is taking place in Connecticut, where it usually does. And if you want to come hang out with me for a weekend, I will be attending this retreat and doing readings alongside some other amazing mediums, including John Holland. And for more information about us, please go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show. Let me introduce our guest first. Our guest medium tonight is Rebecca LeCicero, and she is not only one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, but she is also a published author of 2 books. I feel like it might be 3 now. I have to ask her when we get her on. She is the author of Living with Messages from Heaven and also Adventures in Manifesting. Rebecca is an energetic healer. She's certified in Reiki as well as several other modalities, and she is also a pastoral counselor. And we are so happy to have her back. Rebecca is one of my favorite people ever. So, Rebecca, welcome back to the show.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
Hi.
I am happy to be back on. I love it being on with you. It's always a lot of fun to do the radio. Oh, I love the callers. Yeah. It's exciting. And today my dogs are sitting with me. So I'm sitting at home on my computer, and I think spirit is really just overloaded in my corner because my pets want to be with me so badly.
You know, they're ready.
The way they connect. Mm.
Did you write a third book, or is that a psychic moment I'm having?
I'm in the process. We're in the process. So you're right. Maybe I'm just a
All
little
right.
slow with it, but it's getting there.
No, it's definitely. I could have swore you told me that you had a third book, and like I could hear the
Probably did.
conversation about you correcting me that there's three. So I don't know if you told me or maybe I'm having just a,
Well, you
I
know
mean,
what? There
less than a
is a
moment.
third book. I do have three books. My third book is actually a children's book that I didn't write the words to it. Janine, another associate of mine did, who I love, my friend, and I actually did the painting and the artwork. So I
Oh,
do
you don't
have three
count
books that are published that have my name on them, but only two of them have my words in them. So
it.
sometimes
Got it, got it,
I mentioned that maybe in passing in conversation. There's so many different things that I think that I do that are outside of the box of just mediumship. People sometimes don't realize how we need to also, as much as we live in the spirit world, I think we balance out with some of the things that we do in the physical
You
world.
have to. We can't always be on the other side. We're alive, you know, for
And the
better or for worse.
adrenaline. I pull a massive, I guess I'm adrenaline junkie because spirit is so full of adrenaline and joy
That
and
makes
excitement.
sense.
And so, you
That
know,
makes
that could be
sense.
dangerous. Maybe all of us mediums are a little high strung or something. I don't know.
I know I can be for sure. But Rebecca, before we get to the calls, we have a little time to chat. So I wanted to ask you. Because I get this question a lot from people. If, and I'm sure you get it too, people say, I'm not a medium. How can I connect with the other side? And then they ask me about tools. And I'll be honest, I'm a no-frills medium. I am the tool. So I don't really know what to tell people to use. I just kind of say, use yourself. But are there any tools that you recommend? Because I know you teach a lot. So are there any tools that you use for people who are grieving that might not be really good meditators or they don't really want to go the mental direct connection route, like, I don't know, a dowsing rod, or do you use anything like that?
I don't. I'm just like you, and I teach it just like you. So one of the things that I can tell you that I teach that connects with that, though, that would help a lot of people. So when I'm with somebody and they're like, I wish I could get the signs, or I wish I could feel this when I'm not with you, or I wish I could find that connection and I know that they're really there, I usually express and share the fact that, you know, they were human too. So they know exactly which senses we need to use. They need to do something that we can see, hear, feel, taste, smell. So they need to do something that's going to encompass. So sometimes it's important for us to kind of step back, and instead of being in a space of grief where we can't necessarily feel what we're supposed to be feeling or want what we need exactly in that moment, which when we're grieving is our loved one. We want our loved one. So in that moment, to be able to go, I wish I had a sign, it might be an important moment to recheck all your senses. Look around, use your eyes. Are you seeing anything that might be a sign? Are you noticing anything out of the ordinary? Stop, smell the air. What do you smell? I mean, are you in a pizza restaurant and you smell roses like grandma's perfume or your mother's scent, you know? Or listen, what is on the radio? Take your ear pods out. Take yourself out of a conversation. And what song is playing in the background on the radio? Or put the radio or music on so you can hear something, you know, or really listen to what somebody is saying. How often, Joe, do we hear people go tell us stories where I was sitting with my cousin and she said this, and I was like, oh my gosh, so they don't need us.
They
Sometimes just listening to your other relatives around, you know. That's usually what I tell people when they want to advance it, is I'm going to say link onto your five senses and see which ones are getting heightened or which ones they may be able to use, because that's what they're going to do. Sometimes I think, you know, if I didn't look left at that moment, well, maybe your loved one is going, turn left,
Hello.
you know, like snapping in your ear, like they're making some sort of energetic, you know, hump in the field next to you on the left. So you turn to the left, you know, it's really being aware of those senses.
Yeah, I agree. It's usually kind of the answer I give people too. And I always feel bad because sometimes people, I think a lot of people are very open to signs, which is a good one because you really don't have to do anything for that but ask. And we talk about that all the time on the show. But I have had people be like, well, what if I use dowsing rods? Or what if I, there's like those oracle decks that are like connected to like spirit. And I'm like, you could use those if you want, but I'm with you. I feel like it's going
Connect
direct
with,
is the best.
yeah, always. I always think going direct is the best as well. But we also don't connect to the grief the way they do. So if I was to think about, like, hey, Joe, what do you do to connect with your loved one. It's, I have to
It's
sit back and
different.
go, oh, okay. So when I am in a space or a place where I think that they would be with me no matter what, that is what I do. I connect to my senses to see if they're around.
Right, to try to feel something. That's no, it's a really good suggestion because I think people kind of forget, like you said, they were human when they were here. You know what I mean? They still are. It's a human soul. So I think people kind of mystify, or you know what I mean? Like, oh, well, it's got to be this other special sense. And it's like, no, you're right. Sometimes you might just like feel something or hear something, or it's not like this crazy. I mean, for us, it may seem like, you know, we can be, we do have a little extra every now and again, obviously. But no, that's really good advice. I'm glad I asked you that, because I've been honestly in search of a tool that I can recommend for people, and I just like don't resonate with anything. I feel like it's again best to go direct, but I like that sense, the senses thing. That's really good.
Sometimes I think the most common question I get is about dreams. How can
Dream.
my
Yeah, I
loved
get
one
that a
come in
lot
a, I want
too.
my loved one in a dream. I say the same thing. Pull, heighten your senses before you go to sleep. Spray their
Right.
perfume on your sheets. Play their song as you're drifting, you know, their favorite band as you're drifting off to bed. You know, maybe put a picture
Right.
and really look at it, like heighten your, all of your five senses. So as you go to sleep, your mind is active in those five senses that stimulate
Right.
the person to connect with you,
Well,
because it really is waking you up.
spirit does, I will say, yell at people sometimes about the sleeping thing, because they're like, well, everyone, you know, my sister had a dream, my dad had a dream, where's my mother? And I'm like, I get the same answer all the time, which is they told me you don't sleep well. Well, I really can't. Sometimes I take a sleeping pill and then I sleep, and I'm like, but you're probably not going to have the connection while you're medicated sleeping. It just does something different. Maybe not for everyone, but for most people, I have heard that. So, you know, getting better quality sleep, getting into that deeper sleep so you can actually kind of connect with the other side, I think is important. And honestly, you know, you said something so key before, that I definitely want to highlight, and then we'll go to callers. But you said when someone's in grief and it like almost gets in the way, like when you need it the most, it's so, I feel so terrible, for, you know, for people sometimes, because you could be in the deepest grief and it's like the thing you need the most is the thing that you can't really get in that moment because of the grief. And it's like, well, it's like a chicken or the egg situation. Like, what do we do here? It sometimes, I tell people it clogs up their like the tubes, basically. Like you can, like the energy is just too dense. Things can't get through. And listen, sometimes early on in grief, people do get amazing signs, but it's not always. I think it's a very delicate balance. There's a lot of factors that go into it. So for
And
anyone
spirit,
listening,
yeah, spirit knows the factors.
right, and they know the fact. We don't. We are in the dark often. But I always tell people, please try to trust them because you don't know what they have planned. You might be asking for the same thing every day, and you're like, why is my son not sending this to me? And I need it the most, and it's been 3 months. And a month later, you get the most amazing son that you couldn't even possibly have dreamt of. And it's so much more healing than if he showed you the blue rooster that you asked for, or whatever it
You know,
is.
at one of those retreats at the in Cheshire, there was a group, and this is a very simple, quick story. In the center, in the middle of a reading, coming down from the ceiling was a spider. So
Oh.
here's this spider still on its silk string, and it is literally hovering in front of me. I can no longer read this woman because I am now focused on this spider.
Spider.
Not only that, but now there are like two other people next to me who are also focused on this. So I literally turn myself and I look to this woman and I say to her, you know, I believe it was her husband that I was speaking to in spirit. And I said to her, spiders must have something to do with you because this spider took an awfully long time to crawl up these walls, get onto that
Right.
ceiling, know exactly when to drop to make sure that it's in front of me while I'm reading you. And I believe the end of the story was in their wedding vows, he promised to, you know, honor, cherish, and kill all the spiders.
Oh, how funny is that? So it's like a
So
little
it
thing
was
for
like,
them.
so we think about like, you know, you want the aha moment. That might not have been a super huge thing to her. It was
Right, to
to us,
hurt.
it was, you know, can somebody get a slipper? Because we need to, you know, or
Right.
can one of you guys boot the spider out the window or something?
Right.
Like there's this moment of what do we do about this? And it turns out to be a natural, timeline of effect where, that
Right.
spider had to be in motion for that woman long before we were in that room.
Right.
I'm
So it
just
just
saying.
they were
Yeah.
they have a plan. I know it's not easy, but we gotta trust. We have to.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Are we ready for some callers?
Holy mackerel, no, I don't think so. I'm really tired. Let's get some popcorn and watch Netflix.
Well, after. We'll do it after.
I promise.
Okay.
Let's bring them on. I'm so excited.
All right. Awesome. First up, we have Pammy from Florida. Hi.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks.
Hello.
Okay, so did you want to have a reading or you had a question for us?
I think probably you're reading.
A reading. Awesome. All right, you got it. I'm going to give you to Rebecca.
Okay, and this is Tammy.
Yes, hi, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you? Do I know you, Tammy? Have we met before?
No, but I am originally from Connecticut.
Well, hello there then. I'm just going to say that that kind of makes me excited for me to kind of pick up on the fact that you might be connected in that way.
Yes.
I am feeling a very strong parent energy. At first, I wanted it to be a mom, and I'm going to kind of be
Yes.
strange. Do you have two moms?
I have a mom and a mom-in-law.
I'm
And I have
sorry,
a
I can't
grandmother
hear.
who is like,
And would
I
it
have
be,
a mom-in-law and a grandma who is like a mom.
And is your mom in spirit also?
Yes.
Okay. To me, I think as much as I would love to invite your mother-in-law in, I am really feeling a strong connection to you having two moms and me getting this maternal connection around you because I feel like they want to give you what I would call that woman power, that don't forget who you are as we're coming through you. So whatever your hard times are, I get the sense of mom and grandmom hugging you. I also get mom coming through with this very intense connection to, I don't want to say she's apologizing, but to do the right thing, do the right thing. So I'm led to ask you just one question. Do you have a daughter also?
Yes, I have a daughter.
You do.
I do.
You do. Okay. I just feel like your grandmother and your mom are coming through to give you love, but to give your daughter love as well. I'm going to just keep rolling with this because that's kind of my forte. I'm going to, even though I can't hear all of your responses, if you can, Joe, please just repeat out loud what she said. I don't know if it's my computer or yours, so that would help me find out. I am going to tell you that I feel like there is a dad connection, as well. So if you can validate for me if dad is also crossed.
No.
No. Okay. I am feeling that connection. So I'm going to even go farther and say that I feel like the letter D may be connected. D like a Doug or a Don. Maybe not.
Idea. I have
I'm
a
going to say this.
father-in-law.
Connected to the in-law.
Yes.
Tammy, you have the most beautiful energy when it comes to hearing and connecting with the grandmother that I feel is coming through like a mom for you. When I feel that energy, it's almost like an intenseness, and I know that that's just their personality. I don't think you carry that same intenseness, except for when it comes to you taking care of your own daughter. Mom comes through, and when your mom comes through, I hear her give me the letter D as a name. She made me feel like it was a dad, so that's a father-in-law connection, and I'm getting another hello there. That's awesome. I'm not sure exactly what it is you got going on in your world. I mean, we all got stuff going on in our world, but I do feel like it's like take care of the women, take care of you, go spoil yourself. And I think it's more than just go get a nice haircut. I think it's like, take time to put things in your name and put things in your directive. I think mom is really trying to make sure that you claim what's yours. So that might have something to do with what she's left behind or what you have to deal with when it comes to dad. But she says, I love you. She does. I do think mom came with a lot of baggage and she'd love to talk about drama. And your grandmother is just kind of like looking at her like, okay, let's go. But know that that's there and know that I feel like you're following in her footsteps the right way with your own daughter. So something good about that. And I thank you so much for calling in. And I apologize, I can't hear. Joe, have you heard?
No, I think she's just been listening. But we do have to go on to the next caller. So Tammy, thank you so much for calling. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
You too. Take care. All right. Awesome. All right. Next up, we have Michelle from Boston. Hi, Michelle. Michelle, you there?
Hola,
Can you hear me?
Michelle from Boston.
Hello.
Oh, we can hear you now. Okay.
Oh, great.
Okay. Michelle, you wanted to have a reading, right?
Yes, I wanted a reading and I had a specific question if I'm allowed to ask one.
I would love
Well,
that. If
Rebecca,
you want to do that,
you want
that's
a
fine with
question?
me.
All right. Well, we'll roll with that. Very good.
Okay, thank you. So I'm dealing with settling my parents' estate, and there's a home in a town called Upland, and the short version of the story is that the town is saying that there's $31,000 owed for some past history of things they asked my mom to address, some of which she did, some of which she didn't. But they have no records, and I had been told everything was finalized. So now the house will not be released, the lien to sell, until this is paid, except they acknowledge that they don't have any records of, because I asked for an itemized list of what all is owed. They have $1,000 worth of things on a list. So I'm wondering if I should seek legal counsel on this, or if I should just literally not try to fight City Hall and just pay it, because I'm trying to get the house prepared to sell.
I'm going to say this to you, Michelle. For some reason, I feel like your mom's energy would say fight, fight, fight. I'm also going to say this. I admire that you ask such a specific question because when she comes through, she makes me feel like she is extremely detail oriented. There's a couple things that I also want to tell you. I don't know if you have a brother or if you have a son
Yes.
or somebody that was helping her. Do you have a brother?
A brother, yes, in spirit.
Okay. You do have a brother in spirit. Okay. When you first started speaking, I wrote down your name and underneath it, I wrote down the word son. And when it comes to your mom and these fees in this house is, she tells me you should fight because you're paying a percentage rate, meaning she paid the fee and they're just charging you for the interest. So I'm almost having like an argument. I want to go into your mom's checkbook and I'm looking for a check that might have possibly been written to, I mean, if it wasn't written to your brother, it's written to somebody. So I'm not sure when your brother crossed, but I am getting her pointing to the fact that there's like the wrong name. Like they have the wrong name. I paid this. They should look for a check. I paid this. So I would say that your mom's character and what I would want you to do, if I was to give you the advice of your mom, would be to fight this. Now, I'm going to be the first one to tell you right away, if you wouldn't go to your mom for advice when you were here, don't go to her now. When she was
Correct.
here, if she wasn't the first person to give you the best advice and put you in the right direction, don't take information from me through spirit because your mom is only going to give you what your mom needs to give you. Now,
Correct.
okay, so I feel
Thank
like
you.
she's a fighter and she wants to cause trouble. There's two things that I need to ask you, please. Is the month of June a connection somewhere?
Yes.
Okay, birthday, death date, anniversary. Who is June connected
Yeah,
to?
my birthday, yes.
Your birthday, okay. Is the number 11 also connected to that? Is it June 11th or are you an 11?
The number 11, that I'm
If
not
not,
sure of.
that's okay. It doesn't have to be. It could be November as well. The other thing I need to know is, okay, so moved away from me. When your brother comes through, was your brother alive at the time that there were these issues with the house?
Well, Yes, but while my mom was still
Okay.
alive and creating
Right.
all the
So I
mess,
think I'm just
she
looking
didn't
for a
let us
check that might
help.
have, I think I'm looking for a check that might have his name on it. Like he wrote the check or somebody else kind of got involved in that. Not in a bad way. I just feel like what the bank is looking for, they should apologize to you for. Like I almost feel like it's silly like that. And I think that if you had an attorney on it, they might find that very quickly. And again, your mom is a feisty fighter. Oh my gosh, I can't imagine you not.
Yes, she.
Me, I usually tell people, chill, don't do it, let it go. If you're not worried about it, if it doesn't financially bother you, then you don't have to take on the stress of a loved one who crossed. But yeah, your mom would be literally, quote, rolling over in the grave if you let things go. Does that make sense?
Yes, and it doesn't smell right to me that the town has no records but is expecting me to pay $31,000.
Yeah,
I would think the city would have some records.
correct. So I would say not only that, but I wrote down the word son right away when I wrote down your name. And I just took a couple of notes for you, and the notes basically said, basically show me that, your brother is there with your mom too. And I feel like your mom is really saying, look, my son. And I want you to know that they're both really okay. And they want you to be okay. So fight this if you want to.
Okay, thank
All
you.
right. Thank you,
You're very
Michelle.
welcome.
And thank you, guys. Good
Have a good
night.
night. Oh, it was so, Rebecca, I love that. And isn't it like nice sometimes when you do these quick readings to have a little bit of something to anchor into first? Like, I know people may say, like, oh, well, we should just, kind of wing it, which we can, obviously, and you get great messages. But every now and again, it's nice to have a little focus for spirit so
Sure.
that we can just kind of get to the point, you know?
Well, exactly that. I've heard there are so many readings where people are like, since my parent crossed, since my mom crossed, since my dad crossed, and I'm dealing with this, or do they want that, or should I have done this? And honestly, the answer that I want to say to them all the time is, well, if you drop dead right now, is all your stuff in order? Like you
Right,
have
good
like
point.
this intensity of not want, and not only that, but they don't want to do wrong.
Right.
And I can admire that. I can admire wanting to do something in honor of your loved one's even personality or desires, things along
Right.
those lines. But I love that her brother was with her mom. That makes
Yeah,
me
that was
happy.
nice. That was nice. A little extra message.
Yeah.
Okay. Next up, we have Angela from Atlanta. Angela from Atlanta. How are you, Angela? Hi.
Hello, how are you? Hi,
Doing
Rebecca.
well. Doing well, thanks. Could you speak up just a little bit, Angela? You're a little bit low on our end.
Hi.
Okay,
I'm
that's a little
doing
bit.
well.
Angela, were you
Is that
looking to
better?
What'd you say?
Is that better? Can
A
you hear
little
me?
bit. A little bit. Yeah, we'll be able to turn you up on our end eventually. Don't worry. Okay, so Angela, did you have a question for us, or did you want to make a connection with Spirit?
I had a question and one reading, if that's possible.
Oh, I'm sorry, Angela. Now you're a little loud, so we couldn't quite understand you. Could you
If you
repeat
want to
that?
ask a question, yeah.
So, just a little background. Ever since I was a child, I've always had the gift of seeing things, and they would literally come to fruition. Lately, I have had the first encounter that I had was I was lying in bed. I did not think I was asleep. I felt awake. I was literally listening to some music and I looked up and I saw five white figures. They did not have any faces, but just five figures just hovering. They weren't standing, they were kind of hovering in a half circle, watching me. I wasn't afraid. I didn't get anxious or worry or anything like that. But they just kind of, it was, I got the feeling like they were watching me.
Okay, so I have a couple of questions. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Are you from an island? Are you an islander?
No.
Is your grandmother or Nana, is there a Nana ancestor that would be from an island?
Not that I know of.
Okay, so I feel like I have five sisters, five women, and a five strong force of energy around you. I feel like I want to say it's a magistry, a magical circle. I want to say it's almost like a sister coven. I'm not saying it's a witch thing at all. If anything, I'm a Catholic, so I don't even know what I'm talking about. But but it feels like a band of women. So if I was, like I have cousins who I band with. So if there's three of us and there's something that happens, the three of us get together, they better watch out. So all of a sudden, it's this power and this energy of these women above you. I think that you actually were given a gift. So to me, I feel like you in some way were brought into this energy, which is why it was so calm and peaceful to you. Now, there's one specific thing that I tell people, from children who have dreams all the way up to adults like you who have visions. We can't see our own faces. So what you were seeing was an actual live entity, not in a body, projecting themselves to you that they were there. I'm going to assume you did not hear any words. You only had a vision.
That is correct.
Okay, that is because usually when spirit comes through and they manifest themselves and they take so much energy to band together for you to actually see them, they're giving you the reflection of what they remember they were or what they are, which is a light being, and there is no face for them to show. Just like you can't show me your face from your own eyes. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Okay, so every other part of your body you can see, but not your face. So children see that often in their dreams or in visitors that come to see them, their loved ones. They'll say this faceless light, and it's so scary, this man with no face, things like that. It's usually our loved ones really manifesting, but not giving a sound. So when there's no sound, you're getting an info, and you're almost getting like an attunement. It's like God's coming through you and giving you a hug you can't get rid of. So can I assume that since this moment, things with you have changed a little bit, and you've been able to see kind of like people's good mood, bad mood, for lack of a better word?
Say that again?
So since this happened, you've been heightened to people's emotions?
I've been hiding people's emotions?
Feeling them, feeling the people's emotions. Since that experience,
yes.
You've been feeling... Yeah, heightened, right? Like, you know if they're in a good mood, you know if they're in a bad mood ever since this experience.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I think that your ancestors came through in alignment with what I would feel would be like a spirit connection, maybe a Holy Spirit gift, something along those lines. And I mean, even if you call it shamanistic, or, you know, I'm trying to put so many different words from a shaman to a coven to a Catholic, like in some way you got an attunement, girl. And it came to you and it was beautiful. And I think this is from a woman I would call Nana.
So I didn't have, it wasn't Nana.
Okay. Nona, Nani, something, not grandma.
Not
it seems
grandma.
Like an island. I want it to be an island. Something about her makes me feel like I'm on an island. Jamaica, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico. I don't know if I feel Spanish or French, an island. I'm not sure what that is a connection to. What's your connection to an island? You're fun. Your energy is fun, by the way, Angela.
I've always wanted to go to an island.
Oh, we all. Oh, Joe, you want to go to an island with Angela?
Yes.
Let's go. I just think it's an ancestor connection too. So, you know, even if it's like Staten Island or Long Island or Block Island, like I feel like I need to use that word to kind of define it. And I do believe there's a grandmother connected to it. I actually wrote down Nana, where it's magic, magistry. So
interesting. Maybe a little research to be done, a little digging in family history.
My grandmother is in spirit. My mother is in spirit. I do have two other grandmothers that are in spirit as well.
So that's four. And you saw how many?
And I have a cousin that's in spirit as well.
I think you had just a visit, and with that came some empathy.
I love it. So yeah, a little bit of a gift. Yeah,
a gift of empathy from your family. That was good.
That's amazing. All right. Well, Angela, thank you so much for calling in tonight. We really.
One other question, briefly. I had another encounter just last night. I was lying in bed. I was listening to the Word of God, and I looked to my right, and I saw what looked like a burned body. I wasn't afraid right away, but I saw the face, I saw the chest, and the arm. And I was thinking, what is this? What's going on? And when the arm, it was like the arm reached out to me, and I felt it. And it scared me.
So this is what I'm gonna say this to you, because I know that we got to tick on, because the clocks are telling me in my ears I got to tick on. So this is what I'm gonna say. Two things. One, you're obviously opening up to something and you're starting to see and feel things, and it's going to be really exciting. Two, when you go back, you'll be able to go back and listen to this podcast too. So pull those, remember, you know, you'll be able to rehear these things too. But the second thing that you want to do is you want to make sure that you understand that some of the information, when we open up like this, any of us, all of us, even just us, if we take a week off and come back, we see all the good and all the bad all at the same time. So it's almost like we have to filter it and move on. And with that, we use different tools. I know for me, Joe, my biggest tool is a rock, any crystal I can put on, and usually obsidian. So if you feel like you're starting, like spirit is starting to get close, even during readings, when I'm in a group or a gallery and I'm talking to somebody and doing things, I'll go, oh, wait a minute, spirit, you're getting a little close. Like, I'll move them away. I'll put my hands up. I'll be like, stop that. That's it. That's good. I love you. You're an excellent energy. I want to be around you. I want to communicate with you. I want to know you're there. But don't come in me. Don't touch me. Don't be close to my personal space where it gets to be too much for me to really understand or comprehend. Because that sounds like what's happening is you're just open to that extreme. So put some crystals out around you, okay?
Do you have a reading?
I'm sorry, Angela. We do have to let you go to get to the next caller, though. But I would definitely follow Rebecca's advice about the stones. Those will help for sure to keep anything kind of negative away. Okay. All right. I think she's.
It was on a delay, I think.
Okay, yeah.
But you know what? That's important, because I remember when a couple of my students first started opening up, and then they would call me the next day or two and be like, what is going on? I don't understand why I feel this one coming through or why I feel that. And it's when you are starting a process of opening up, it's not that it's necessarily negative things, but it's things that we don't yet know how to process that's coming into our energy. That's why I think, you know, an experienced medium doesn't mean how long they've been at the job, but how an experienced medium, meaning how well they understand their signs and symbols coming in, or how fast they can adapt to certain situations. And that's what's happening. She's probably has to learn to adapt.
Opening up a little bit. Yep, that's happening.
Yes.
Okay, our next caller is Kathy from Pennsylvania. Hi, Kathy.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Oh, good. All right, so Kathy, you wanted to have a reading, right?
Yes, please.
Okay, great. I'm going to turn you over to Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Is it Kathy with a K?
Yes.
Excellent. I feel like I need to bring through a friend. It's just not who I expected to Is that okay?
Yeah.
No, I don't hear her.
Yes. Yes.
She said yes. She said yes.
Okay. Okay. Sometimes I think when people call in, my first response is parent, sibling, child. Like you go into that immediate family bubble. And Kathy, I feel like I'm getting support from your family in this session, but then up in front comes a friend. Did we lose a male friend?
No.
No. So we're looking at a female friend?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me link in for just a minute. Can I ask you also if there is a male connection, possibly with the letter E, like an Eddie?
I don't think, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Is Dad in spirit?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then would there be a name connected? So basically what I feel is somebody coming through telling me that we're besties.
Okay.
I feel like I'm trying to bring through a best friend. I'm just not getting any details yet. I at first thought it was a male. It's a female. So I'm trying to adjust in my mind where her energy is coming in. And I do see her standing next to what must be to me your dad, but he doesn't speak to me. He just kind of smiles.
Okay.
Was your girlfriend sick?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Joe, you may have to help me if you hear it.
Yeah, she said just, yes, yeah.
Okay. Okay, very good. I apologize, Kathy. I want to hear you correctly. She shows me that you were there for her completely. Like there isn't a moment, even if you weren't there physically, she says there isn't a moment that you were separated from her. You have to know that you are constantly on her mind. So did she wind up in a hospital?
Yes.
Okay. This relationship you have with her is like a soulmate relationship. You understand that, right? It's not just, oh, yes. I lost my friend. I hope she's okay. This is like your person.
Yeah.
Yeah. She talks about rings or bracelets. I don't think it's a ring. I think it's bracelets. However, I feel like I wear it as a ring, which makes no sense to me. I'm just going to say that. I don't know why. But do you put something on connected to her in that way?
No, I don't think so.
That's okay. She shows me you having something of hers. She kind of makes me feel like we're linked in hand to hand, like something matches. Same bracelet, same ring, same. I mean, I would go to Pinky Promise because those link in for me, but she feels like she's talking more about a material object. If you don't understand, that's fine. I'm not going to stay on that. Were you able to see her in the hospital?
No.
No. Okay. I'm going to just ask one more question. And if you say no, that's okay. Is there the letter T connected, like Tracy, Trudy, Tammy, TT?
Her name is Teresa. We call her T.
Thank you so much. This is not an easy connection for her to come through. Meaning she's in complete peace, but she doesn't want to rock your boat. Kathy, this girl really, really loves you. She loves all of you. And she feels like she fought and did everything that she could. And she wants you to know that she doesn't leave your side. I'm seeing the color blue. Blue hat, blue flowers, blue bonnets, blue bugs, blue butterflies, blue something. Does she give you the signs in blue?
Butterflies.
Oh, she said butterflies.
Thank you. Did you tattoo this or something? Because it seems very bright in my eyes.
Could you repeat that?
The blue?
She said to repeat it. What
oh,
you said.
Did you tattoo something? Just no. The blue seems so bright in my eyes. Just know that she's very excited. She's very happy. And she just says, I love you because you let her just do her thing. You were definitely one of those friends who allowed her to feel normal for as long as she could.
Okay,
are
yeah.
we te- are we
About
30 teachers?
seconds.
Are you teachers, or do you work together also?
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Teachers.
So she's teachers. Okay. So please know that this, you, girl, your best friend just came in and like took over. She pushed your dad aside. She was like, I'm in this. Just know I'm okay. She gave me the validation she needed for you. And she's hugging you like no tomorrow. And if you can't feel that, I don't know what to say. Like, she's inside, outside, all over the place. And thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for calling, Kathy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Have a good night. Okay, Rebecca, that was good.
She's
not surprised.
So cool. Oh, you're so sweet.
Not surprised. All right,
it's
we have
the
time
job.
For
it's the job.
We have time for probably one more reading, maybe two if you're real fast.
Can I just say,
yeah,
though, like, I know that when I work, I tell a lot of my peeps and I post on social media and I share, and I know that a lot of people can't get in, and it's kind of like doing a gallery. Here you've got all of these people listening and not everybody can get in and get a session. And you want to feel connected all the time. I think that one of the most important jobs that we do, especially you being the host, and I just want to give you kudos and thank you all over the place, because we need this. People need to have this opportunity to see medium workings, to see a medium in process. I do a YouTube show that does this same thing, where it's like, you know, I don't know you until you sit down. And once you sit down, I start reading you. And
right.
I try really hard to make sure that everybody is included and everybody feels like they have their connections. And even just with everybody that's listening right now, all of your loved ones are with you, right? If you're sitting
right
there and you're listening to this, and you know it's, and you couldn't get in on the call, that's fine. Just know that all of these readings just show that spirit is real. The afterlife is rocking it, Joe.
Right. Evidence for one person is evidence for everybody. Just saying.
I think so.
Even if it's not personal information, it is still evidence that we're still there.
We are all right. Still there. Woo-hoo!
You ready for the last one? Little lightning round.
Yeah, this one's got a lot of love attached to it. So let's see what happens.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we have Georgia from Washington. Hi, Georgia.
Hello, Georgia.
Hi, can you hear us okay?
How are you? Yeah, I can hear you. Perfect.
Perfect. We're doing well, thank you. So, Georgia, you called for a reading tonight, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. I'm going to turn you over to Rebecca.
Okay. Georgia, I have a love. I have a love. I don't know. Is it a boyfriend? What am I bringing through? This is love all over the place. It's somebody really just hugging on you.
That's my son. That's my son.
Did we lose a boyfriend?
I think she said son. I'm pretty sure.
Son.
Son. A younger son.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to turn my volume down, see if that helps me to hear you a little bit better. Georgia, who's the M, like Michael, Miguel, Mitchell?
It doesn't ring a bell right now.
You said you don't know right now?
No, it doesn't ring a bell right now.
Okay, so this is how it's going to roll with me. I would absolutely love to bring your son in. And to me, I feel like I have a very feisty kid. So was he under 30?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay. In addition to him, I have another person that's standing with him who's a male, who's calling themselves a friend to you. Do you know if you've also lost another male friend?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes. Yes, I have.
And was this male friend like maybe your son's father or a boyfriend or a husband, like some sort of connection in that way?
He was like a father figure to my son. He was a very, very good family friend that my son, saw him as
so
a father.
So this would be a father figure for your son, but not necessarily a romantic figure for you.
No, just very good friend.
Okay, a very good friend. I need you to know that when you go back to re-listen to this call, it was that very good friend that was trying to come in first, who would have then brought your son through for me, and it would have come in succession like that. I know that you said your son is crossed, and that does make sense that it is a younger male that's crossed, just like this friend is also a younger male who's crossed. It's just that your son is younger to me. I need you to know that your son is clapping his hands, almost like we're celebrating as if there's some sort of birthday. So can we connect March to a date for him?
No.
Are you?
But he's a very excited. Nothing on in March, but my son is a very excited spirit, and I think he's celebrating
the fact
that
I got through. he's energetic to the point where he seems to just jump all over my kitchen and jump all over the house. And the energy I would assume in your world probably makes lights glitch. He probably makes lights would make a light blink. Would that make sense that his sign would be something that would fire off or glitch a phone or glitch a TV?
About a minute left.
He has given me 1,000 signs.
That makes sense. Just to let you know that he's still there. That makes sense to me. Now, his friend, your friend who has crossed over, who is with him, who was like a father figure to him, Do you realize that he's also coming through to tell you how much he loves you and that they often give you signs together?
Yes. And you know what's funny about that is that my son always insisted that Mr. Bob had an interest in me. And I was just like, no, we're just very, very good friends, you know, very, very good friends. And it's like their interaction was always so funny because my son always looked at him like, I know you love my mom.
they had a
very funny love connection.
I have a feeling that you're probably going to get more signs or something connected to the both of them. So this friend that loves you so much that's coming in with your son for me today, I feel like this is a really great bond for you right now. So whatever he was into, you might want to look for signs connected to both. It might be important. Almost like, Mom, don't take this for granted. It's not just a hello, it's also a message. I'm not saying it's something you have to pass on to his family. It doesn't feel like that. It does feel like it's for you. So enjoy it in some way.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I am. I appreciate you so, so much.
I appreciate you. Georgia and Washington. That's just fun.
Yeah. All right.
I just
love Georgia. Thank you so much for calling.
Make sure
really
follow me
it.
On Facebook because I'm going out to Seattle before the end of the year. So you never know. You might cross my path someday and say, I'm the one from Signs of Life Radio, and I can give you a really big hug.
Thank you, Georgia.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a good night. Okay, awesome. We ended on a high note. I love it.
That was fun. She did jump the gun a little bit. I would have been kind of, sometimes I laugh. I'm like, wait. I know it's only radio.
I know. That's all right. You did good. We brought it on home. All right, everyone. Well, we are just about out of time, but I would like to thank our guest, Rebecca LoCicero, for joining us this evening. And Rebecca, if anyone listening wants to look you up or book a reading, is your website the best place to go?
Yeah, my website or Facebook, just Rebecca Ann with an E, LoCicero. And obviously just link through the foundation. Just go to the mediums list and I'm on there. And, you know, from there you can get, I'm all over the place. Just follow me.
Awesome. All right, Babel, thank you so much for coming on. You know, I always love having you.
To everyone, we love you.
All right. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. We do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And please tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm Joe Peretta, your host. And if you'd like to check out my work, you can visit me on my website at joeperetta.com. That's P-E-R-R-E-T-A. And you can look me up on Instagram and TikTok at Joe Peretta. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a wonderful evening. And always remember that your loved ones are just a heartbeat away. And one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.